Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the key question when it comes to beef herd rebuilding. Back on that in just a moment. Neighbor, you don't want to miss the third annual Texoma Cattlemen's Conference coming Thursday, February 27th at the Ardmore Convention Center. This year's theme, Rising Risk, Expanding Opportunities, and top-notch state and national speakers will help you identify what the risks are to your cattle operation, how to deal with those risks, and how to find the opportunities to make you money. Check out www.noble.org/ag events to register or call 580-224-6360 to learn more about the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference.
One of the great things about Farm Bureau is there is no doubt where we stand on issues important to rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau supports the protection of private property rights, reducing government regulations that serve as obstacles to food and fiber production, and a strong voice for rural Oklahoma in discussions on water resources. We are rural Oklahoma. To learn more, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Join us once again today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. And the key question is, if you're thinking about rebuilding the U.S. beef cow herd, will Mother Nature cooperate or not? If we knew the answer to that question, according to Dr. Peel, we'd know exactly how much herd expansion we might have here in 2014.
Well, certainly I don't know the answer to that question, and that is the key question as we go forward. I think I think expansion plans are in place. We've got more heifers in inventory to work with. Cow slaughter was down the last part of last year. All of those are the things you do to increase the herd, so I think we're ready to do it. I think we are doing it at this point, but really what's going to matter is what does the drought monitor map look in about 90 to 120 days from now. That's going to really set the stage for whether we can follow through with the plans that we had. Last year we weren't able to follow through as much. Certainly the year before that we weren't able to follow through. And so that's really the question now is we're ready to do it. The economics are there. The market incentives are there. It's just down to the basic fundamentals of Mother Nature. And there's no way to know that. But in the next 60 to 90 days, that'll tell the tale for the first half of the year for sure.
And assuming when we start down the road this year on herd expansion in a significant way, that first goal out there probably is to recover the number of beef cows that we've lost because of drought here over the last 3 to 4 years.
I think so. Again, I think the market conditions clearly indicate that we're smaller than we need to be. You know, my expectation going into 2011 was that we were ready to start expansion then. And I don't think that's changed in terms of what the market incentives are. So in the meantime, in the 3 years since 2011, we've lost about 1.8 million beef cows. So that's the first step to recovery.
And Dr. Peel says that first step of recovery may take 2 or 3 years. Now, the other question mark right now out there, the older ranchers that have had to do liquidation of their herds, are they going to be willing to rebuild their mama cow herds in the latter part of their ranching career?
I think for many of them, it is a real question. And particularly if the drought forced them to go ahead and sell, it's not like just continuing, which is sort of what they've been doing. They are down. They have to make a decision. Am I going to reinvest or not? And I think for many of them, the decision may be not. The high prices, the cost of capital to get into this thing is high. I think the opportunities are there. And I think there's a growing recognition that the beef industry has opportunities in the coming years, but it takes a lot of money and it takes a relatively long time frame to play that out. So some of these older producers won't do it, and we're looking for significant transition of the operators, as well as, if you will, another cycle of cattle as we go forward.
Cattle Market Watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Make your plans to be a part of Express Ranch's annual spring bull sale coming up Friday, March 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 562 bulls will sell starting at 10 a.m. that day. At Express, they constantly are striving to build a better product by using technology with common sense to supply you, the customer, with the best bulls that they can produce. For more information about this year's spring bull sale, call them 800-664-3977 or go to their website, expressranches.com. Express Ranch's spring bull sale, March 7th. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.